Edison, A Life of Invention, by Paul Israel. This book is read by Raymond Todd. Dedication. To my father Leo and the memory of my mother Esther. Chapter 1. Childhood and Education. The world might never have heard of Thomas Alva Edison if his family had not been forced to leave their home in the small village of Vienna in Upper Canada, what is today the province of Ontario. The young Edison would have found a more sedate economic and industrial environment in Canada than he did in the United States, one that did not emphasize invention and innovation. "The problem of Canadian invention and technology," wrote one scholar after surveying its history, "lies not in the area of individual creativity, but in the much simpler areas of public education and means of capital formation. Individually and in groups we resist innovation, and our institutions for the production of risk capital do not work." Whatever innate abilities might have contributed to his success, even Thomas Edison could not have flourished in an environment that did not provide the intellectual and economic resources necessary for invention. The Edison family left Canada for the United States primarily for political reasons. They had been among the early settlers in western Upper Canada when they arrived there in 1811 from Nova Scotia, where they had originally fled with other Loyalist families after the American Revolution. The Edisons were drawn to Upper Canada by the mild climate and fertile land they found in the area around the northern shore of Lake Erie, known as the Talbot Settlement. The provincial government encouraged settlement in this section through Colonel Thomas Talbot, who received an additional 200 acres of land for each 50 acres of his original 5,000-acre land grant that was settled by others. The Edison family, consisting of John, his wife,